And onto a very different subject. American music has lost two very different but groundbreaking artists in recent days, and we'd like to take a few minutes to honor each of them. First, Abby Lincoln, the acclaimed jazz singer, songwriter, actress, and voice for civil rights. She died this weekend at the age of 80. Her songs, such as Holy Earth, made her one of the most revered voices in American song.
Oh, the holy earth's mural, seen from way up high, abstracted natural bio-relief, witness from sky, clouds that cast a single shadow, drifting, moving on the ground, creating an illusion as the world goes round.
Abby Lincoln's career shined especially in the late 1950s through the 1960s. She stepped away for a while but made her way back to the limelight later in life. She was frequently compared to one of her biggest influences, Billie Holiday, and she also made a name for herself as a songwriter. We're honored to have with us from Chicago to talk more about the life and legacy of Abby Lincoln, Maggie Brown, a vocal artist and educator who recorded two songs with Ms. Lincoln and was also a family friend. Ms. Brown will perform an already planned tribute to Abby Lincoln at the Chicago Jazz Festival in just a couple of weeks, and she's with us now from Chicago. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, and I appreciate the sympathy. It's our loss in terms of no more of those great compositions, but it's been my intention for, you know, last few years really to draw more attention to the great compositions she's written.
Tell me about her composition. What was her particular gift as a songwriter and as a song stylist?
I think expressing her take on life in a way that resonates with others, resonates certainly deeply with me. And most people that I sing songs like Holy Earth and Throw It Away and certain tunes that I already had as part of my repertoire, Cage Bird, those three particularly. But in recent months, to expose people to things like Should Have Been and Down Here Below, people are wiped out because... At some time or another, we all have felt these ways, you know, and she simply puts it, yet eloquently, you know, expresses it. I think that's one of the things. And to watch her, she really would just simply state it without frills. But it went so deep into my heart.
Look, can I play a little bit? You mentioned Caged Birds. Can I play a little bit of that?
Oh, I'd love that.
All right. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. The birds who live in cages never spread their wings. They sit with ruffled feathers on tiny swings and speculate.
Well, that was pretty great.
You all right? You lay the bird seed and while away the day and tuck their heads in feathers of a colorful array. I know why the caged bird sings a sweet and soulful song. I know why the caged bird sings when everything seems wrong. Birds were made to fly away and birds were made to sing. And, you know, that's true of many of us in life. We feel a little caged in and unable to spread our wings and unable to really flaunt our colors. And that song was a version from earlier days. And she loved that song because she revisited it many times, including the time I sang in duet with her. And if I'm not mistaken, on Abby Sings Abby, which would have been her last recording, I think she, you know, revisited it again. She had favorites too.
Did she ever have any advice for you? And if you don't mind my mentioning, your father was the great Oscar Brown Jr. But did Abby Lincoln ever give you any advice?
Don't mind at all mentioning mm-hmm. Dad. And it's because of his connection with Max Roach and Abby Lincoln that I'm connected. And oftentimes I said to another interviewer that sometimes she wouldn't necessarily give me the answer I wanted. As she brought me out to New York to record and subsequently perform with her, I'd often ask, you know, I don't have management or representation and agents, and I just wondered, could you, you know, turn me on to that? Can you help me with? And she said, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Sing. Bring the music. Write the song. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
No, because I guess that was not her focus, who was listening, who was representing, who was watching. But You know, she was at a place in her life, which was a different place than where I was. She was certainly giving me a hand just by putting me on with her on her label. That brings you to the attention of the industry and that sort of thing. So she had helped me greatly. But then when I wanted to, you know, further inquire, her thing was, you know, bring the music, write songs that are about you, that are your expression.
Oh, wow.
Certainly always encourage that.
All right. Maggie Brown. She's performing the work of Abby Lincoln on Labor Day weekend at the Chicago Jazz Festival. And, of course, she's a renowned vocal artist and educator in her own right. Maggie Brown, thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure to be on the show with you. Thank you.